Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made. And from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
Blazers knock off the Detroit Pistons 118-115. Yes, I said that correctly. I know they lost the game, but they knocked it off in the loss column. Because that was Pistons now 18-18. Blazers fall to 12-23. Good little loss there for the Blazers,
snatching defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yeah, and it was that game. It did not. That second half was not pretty.
No, It wasn't
not a great.
It wasn't awful. It was just that
not a great
the first 16 minutes of the game was so damn good. Through 16 minutes of action, they had 47 points on 65% shooting.
Yeah, all right. Way to go.
It was bonkers.
Anthony Simons had himself a night last night.
Yeah, I thought Ant and Shaden were both really solid. I mean, you get 17 assists between the two of them.
Yeah, last possession wasn't great. A little back and forth affair. But the reality of it was that the Pistons, I mean, they were up by, what, 5 in the final minute. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of one of those back and forths where you're like, whatever. How many times do we see that going the way of the team that's down 5 in the final minute and it fizzles out? But, you know, Ant with the ball just kind of, I don't know,
Malik Beasley. Beasley got a fingertip to it and it made it roll up on his wrist and he just couldn't get it off.
Yep. Well, as it is, the Blazers lose 118-115. Ant with 36 points and dude was red hot. What is he, 7 of 10 from the field in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, he had 17 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
he was phenomenal. But he had,
it was pretty good.
I want to say in the first like 5 minutes of the game, he had 6 points and 6 assists.
Oh, hey, not
like, I mean, everything was just cooking.
Yeah,
for every like, Denny started out 4 of 4. Ant started out 3 of 3. Shaden started out 4 of 6. I think DA started out 4 of 6. I mean, when you start that hot, you're inevitably going to cool down. Like it's just the average is always. I mean, the Blazers shot 53-46, but the difference in the game was they somehow only took 5 free throws to the Pistons 22, which is weird for a team Blazers who scored significantly more points in the paint.
Yeah, but that the kind of the flow of the game and the looks that they were getting, it kind of that kind of makes sense, right? It wasn't like they were getting a lot of contested. They were just getting good looks, I thought, for really the entirety of the game.
And again, I'm not blaming free throws or the officiating. I'm just saying it was a weird anomaly.
No, let's go ahead. Let's blame free throws.
5 to 22 is a pretty 17 free throw difference. It's a pretty significant number.
Yeah, Tumani Kamara, still love him. A little turnover issues going on as of late, but he's all over the floor, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah, he is trying to do a little bit more, and I like that. And you're going to live with some of the mistakes. Last year, Chauncey had to reel him in because he got too far out of her skis. But if you look at what Tumani has done over like the last 2 weeks.
That game against Milwaukee,
he's averaging like awesome. 14 and 6.
Hey, all right.
Over the last 2 weeks. Like the thing that I've noticed is over the last couple of weeks, Ant finally looks like himself, and I think him looking like himself is allowing guys more space. It's allowing Shaden more room to drive. It's allowing space for Denny to drive and for Tumani to work as a back cutter. Chris Murray has looked the best of his career over the last 2 weeks. Like, I think their best offensive player looking like the best version of himself, or like the version of himself that we kind of expected.
Sure.
Has allowed everything else, all the other dominoes to kind of fall into place. That's the 30,000 foot view. It's Ant's averaging over the last 10 games, 22-7-3 on 48-40-90.
Dang.
Yeah. And his last five, he's averaging 29-8, I think, 29-7 on 50-42-92. Yeah, he's been on an absolute tear for the last, 10 days.
Well, I mean, there was some good that's coming out of it. And look, picking up a loss and seeing performances like the ones that you just have been outlining over the last couple of weeks, especially, Ant and Shaden Sharpe last night, that was great to see. One thing that we did not see was Scoot Henderson, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't remember seeing him in the fourth quarter at all last night.
He might have gotten out there. Let me check the minutes real quick.
I
know they kept it short.
I don't think I saw him because
he did not.
Yeah, so because in the first half we saw a lot of him, and boy, it was not great that first half of action.
Now he played 12 minutes. He was 0-for-2 with
three turnovers,
two assists, and three turnovers, and was a -12. Like, if you want to talk about the point where, like, that group that went on the absolute tear, Denny was a +16, Ant was a +14, Shaden +11, Donovan +10. Like, that group was very good. When Scoot was out there, it was very bad.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.